Are we there yet? I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. For a growing number of air travelers, the answer is no.
This week has really been a tough week for travel, not promising heading into this holiday weekend. And unfortunately, there are fears that it's going to get worse as the weekend goes on. Airlines are struggling with labor shortages as Americans return full force to the skies.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth at New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport. Flight delays just in, out, or around the U.S. now top 4,000 so far today. Worldwide, it's more than 23,000. At least gas prices have been lower lately, down for 17 days in a row to $4.84 a gallon in the AAA national average, but still up more than $1.70 from a year ago. President Biden has a message on abortion.
This is not over. It's not over.
Holding a virtual meeting with Democratic governors on protecting abortion access after the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade. Court fights continue at the state level over laws banning or expanding abortion rights. Ultimately, the president still wants Congress to make Roe federal law.
The filibuster should not stand in the way of us being able to do that. But right now, we don't have the votes in the Senate to change the filibuster.
And the president noting opposition from two Democrats, Senators Manchin and Sinema, and urging voters to give him bigger Democratic majorities in the midterms. The Pentagon says another $820 million in security assistance is headed to Ukraine.
$50 million coming from a presidential drawdown, the rest coming from funds directed to the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. The package includes additional ammunition for the HIMARS, high-mobility artillery rocket systems, as well as two surface-to-air missile systems, 155-millimeter artillery ammunition, and four counter-artillery radars.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. That brings the total for Ukraine to more than $7 billion under the Biden administration, most of it after Russia launched a war in February. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The trial begins for American basketball star Brittany Griner, who's been detained in Russia for more than 4 months. Fox's Jared Max.
Brittany Griner is subject to a 10-year punishment for what has been deemed large-scale transportation of drugs. After U.S. diplomat Elizabeth Rude attended the first session of Brittany Griner's trial Friday, she shared a message with reporters about the well-being of the 31-year-old basketball star who was arrested February 17th.
She is doing as well as can be expected in these difficult circumstances, and she asked me to convey that she is in good spirits and is keeping up the faith.
Rude also says the highest levels of the U.S. government are working to bring all wrongfully detained Americans home safely. Today's court session was a closed-door preliminary hearing with Griner due back in court next Thursday. Her wife says she's being used as a political pawn, which Russia denies. Warnings up and down the East Coast about sharks migrating north to cooler waters earlier than usual.
But Florida still tops the shark attack list. A 17-year-old Florida girl seriously wounded in a shark attack when she was out scalloping in five-foot waters off Grassy Island. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says a family member jumped in the water, beat the shark until the girl was free. Shark's identity unclear, described as 9 feet long. Long Island, New York, enlisting more drones and shark patrols. Cape Cod is warned about the great white migration offshore this weekend. Shark safety tip: don't swim near fishermen or schools of fish, avoid erratic moves in the water, and avoid sandbars where sharks like to hang out.
Fox's Therese Crowley. They're also drawn to areas with seals, another food source. The third quarter off to a better start on Wall Street. The Dow up 321 points today after falling earlier in the day. The S&P also gaining more than 1%. Not enough to erase losses for the week, though, and a dismal first half of the year for the markets. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.